and with us and everything. Would you turn with me in the songbook tonight to the 614 to begin with, 614. After this song, Brother Bill, would you please lead us in prayer? Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? When the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Will your anchor, verse 2. It is safely moored till the storm withstands, for yourself secured by the Savior's hand. And the cables passed from his heart to mine can defy the blast through strength divine. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. When our eyes behold through the gathering night the city of gold, our harbor bright, we shall anchor fast by the heavenly shore with the storms all past forevermore. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, again we come before Thee this day thanking You for the blessing You've given us of a beautiful day, and that we were able to come together, Father, to worship You, we pray, in spirit and in truth. Thanking You, Father, for the blessings that we do receive from You every day, for the physical things that we have in this life. We realize, Father, that these things come from You, and help us, Father, to use them in such a way that we glorify Your name on this earth. For the spiritual blessings that we have through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we're so grateful that You've looked unto us and have loved us and have kept us, and have given us a Son who came into the world and died upon the cross to have, so that we could have the remission of our sins. And Father, that taught us the things that You would have us to know. Thank You for the church that meets here at this place. Father, we ask You to bless it in such a way that we can gain those that are around about us, and Father, that we can grow spiritually and that Your will can be done here at this place. We pray for our sister congregations, Father, that they too can grow, and Father, help us to love each other and help us to do the things that You have us to do. Thank You so much for allowing us to live in this country in which we live, to enjoy the freedoms that we have, to enjoy the bounty that's here. And Father, we pray for this country that it will look to You for the guidance that it needs. We pray for our leaders that they too, Father, will look to You and not to human thought. Thank You, Father, for taking care of us through this pandemic. Amen. We pray, Father, that You'll protect us, help us to do the things that's necessary to remain safe. We're so grateful for the first responders, for the doctors and for the nurses and for the policemen, and Father, for those that take care of us every day. We ask you to bless them in such a way, Father, that much good can be done and many souls can be healthy and we can be saved. Again, Father, we thank you for the word that you have given us. We pray, Father, we'll study your word, that we will grow, that we'll become stronger Christians in your kingdom, that we can serve you and, Father, to teach those that are around about us. Thank you for Robert as he works here, Sister Jane as they work together, and Father, we pray that much good can be done. Father, we ask you to watch over us through the rest of this service. Help us, Father, to always to look to you for our help and for our guide. And Father, we pray that we can do those things that are pleasing to thee. For we realize, Father, there are times in our lives that we miss the mark, that we sin, that there is sin in our lives. And Father, we ask you to forgive us. Help us to overcome our weaknesses that we can stand justified in your sight. Father, we pray for those that could not be here tonight. We pray, Father, that they'll be able to be here at the next appointed time. Thank you so much for caring for us. For these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good. At the same opening there, 614, let's sing 613, please. We are going down the valley one by one, with our faces toward the setting of the sun. Down the valley where the mournful cypress grew, where the stream of death in silence onward flows. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going toward the setting of the sun. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going down the valley one by one. We are going down the valley one by one, when the labors of our weary days are done. One by one the cares of earth forever pass. We shall stand upon the riverbank at last. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going toward the setting of the sun. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going down the valley one by one. We are going down the valley one by one, yet before the shattered veil may come the dawn, when with rapture we shall gather in the sky, we shall all be changed, but some shall never die. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going toward the setting of the sun. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going down the valley one by one. And if you would mark number 563, there's Power in the Blood for us to sing at the time of our invitation song tonight. 563. Our study today centers in the idea of our service of the Lord. And when we talk about serving the Lord, we're talking about a way of life that we practice that's in keeping with His sacred will, what He has said for us to be doing in life. In the ways in which we read about this in the Bible, you'll find that there are certain areas in which a lot is said about it. A great deal is said about it. And such is the place of this morning, Proverbs 15. But tonight, 2 Corinthians chapter 8. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the brethren are praised for a wonderful service that they're rendering at a time of great physical need for the local Lord's church in the area of Jerusalem and there in that area. He praises the congregation over in Macedonia, and notice what it says about it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, beginning verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. Insomuch that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he were rich, yet for your sakes became he poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. The idea of the people serving the Lord is in keeping with the idea of the Lord's coming out of his time of great riches and serving mankind. The need of mankind is to, in likewise, serve our fellow man, serve the brethren, serve the ways in which they do. In Galatians, in reference to the good unto all men, especially them of the household of faith, it is noted, that is the way that we're supposed to do. First consider the family. First consider the needs of those closest to us that we love greatly, but not exclusively. We love others and we love their ways of life as well. In times of need, when we serve first the family, but then begin to serve those in need around us, we'll see in this chapter as it goes along that there's a great deal of influence that is exerted upon everybody in the community that sees that. They are influenced greatly by this service that is rendered and by the giving that has been done by Macedonia and now by Corinth. He's encouraging them to be like-minded and do the thing here that the Lord himself did and that Macedonia has already done over a year ago. You'll notice that as they put things together, it is said that they did that because they gave themselves to the Lord. Paul said, we really didn't judge them that way. We didn't really think of it that way. And as a result, we were put to shame about how we thought of their contribution, their gift. Because we didn't recognize that they did this first. They did it as they should have. They gave themselves to the Lord and to this ministry that they did this word. So it's important that we be people who give ourselves totally and fully to the Lord. When we find ourselves doing things in life, and we find ourselves thinking of the buildings that we built, the things that we do, the gardens that we have, and all the accomplishments that we have made, do we stop to remember that God's blessings have been resting with these things? And that it is the fact that God's blessings and favor are to be considered first and foremost for our lives. As we do that, we'll find ourselves enjoying that. And notice what he says here in verse number 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. It is through the Lord himself that we were made to be possibility of having riches in glory and the ways of the Lord for our lives. He goes on to talk about the mindset of those who look around and see the needs of others round about them. He says in verse 11, now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that the man hath, and not according to that he hath not. For I mean not that other men should be eased and ye burdened, but by an equality, that there now, at this time, your abundance may be a supply for their want. That their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there be an equality. As it is written, he that hath gathered much hath nothing over, and he that hath gathered little hath no lack. But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. Notice in this regard, the people who were involved in this gift were people who were looking for someone that they trusted greatly, who was authoritative in his ways. And Titus was the one who was found, and he was willing to do this in a full way. Because of this, he has praised in this regard that God had placed within his heart this kind of earnest care. What kind of earnest care has God placed within our hearts? There are things that particularly incite us and particularly challenge us and particularly get our attention. Is it little children that are in times of need and circumstances like that? Is it older people that are in times of need and those circumstances? What are the circumstances of life by which we find ourselves wanting to make a contribution, wanting to be of help to that person's life, wanting to be of assistance to that individual in life? And to the extent that we can, encourage others to think the same thoughts, to plan the same kind of service, the same kind of help to be rendered to them. It's a good thing to do the will of God in this way, and Titus is noted to be having this kind of thing in his heart. When he has this in his heart, he's going to have a way of life that he can pursue that is good and godly. We know this morning back in Proverbs in reference to this matter in chapter 15. We noted in this regard that here's a way of life for us to follow. A way of life that does good. He goes on to say in Proverbs 22 verse 4, when we find ourselves doing this sort of thing, we find ourselves doing it as a result of being ready for doing that. Being prepared to do that. Thinking about our current needs and our current desires to do that. Be a person who is prudent in knowledge, that is wise in the use of information that we have. Because of that, it's a good thing to do. Titus is mentioned again. Go with me down to verse 23. Whether any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you, or our brethren be inquired of, that they are messengers of the churches and the glory of Christ. Wherefore show ye to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. The brethren at Corinth were to recognize that the way that they're honest, the way that they're dependable, the way that they serve, the way that they've given, the trust that they have within someone is well recognized. And as a result of that, he wants them to know that it's the same as I would bring that your way. It's the same as I would be there with you. It's the same as we would serve together in this common cause. Titus is leading the way in this particular matter now, and as a result of that, we are thankful for his service and thankful that he will bring back a report of you, that you did what? You showed a proof of your love, verse 24, and of the boasting that we did on your behalf. It will be a praise that was well earned and a praise that was well deserved because you did this good thing for them. When we think about the work of God and the labor of God, we're talking about a heart that is dependable and is serving. We think about a way of life that the brethren are influenced by for good. We think about a way of life that has a reporting back. Isn't it good for us as a congregation through the years to have been supporting certain things that have a report coming back? Information that is being sent back our way. In our training school program that we have a yearly recognition that is given of the programs and activities that we're engaged in. This report is sent out, and we mentioned the congregation several times during the years, and they have the message about that, and there are people who read these reports just line by line and word by word and things like that. But we've noted to them that we're not doing this month by month as a rote system way of explaining things. We're not wasting the money on postage to mail to them the kind of report. But we're giving them a report regarding the fullness of the year. Telephone numbers of people to call and talk about the things that were done and the kind of service that was rendered. And be aware of the goodness that is being done, and it's being done in such a way that it's not using up the funds that are sent our way in order to give the report back to them. So it is that we can find ourselves in doing this in a rather good way and a good helpful way. He noted in 2 Corinthians 8 verse 19, "And not that only, but who was also chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord and declaration of your ready mind." Titus was a man who was signifying by his conduct the mindset of all the brethren at Corinth as well. And when we take into consideration the church at Corinth, we take into consideration from whence they had come. They had come from a very worldly, mixed up place. They had come from a place that was giving honor to people that they ought not to have. They were serving one another in such a way that they were sinful in their conduct one with another. Things had to change, and Paul's first letter to them notes the changes that they need to make and the kind of improvements that they could have. And the sincere way in which he wrote that to them entered into their heart. It is obvious that it's in their heart that this came about. As a result, they followed the example of Titus to them, and as a result of that, they became people who were privileged to have this change of life and now the blessings of the Lord to come back to their way of life. He says there, "By us," by verse 19, "which ministered by us to the glory of the same Lord and declaration of your ready mind." This is something that you did, and you did it from your heart. You did it sincerely. And as a result, it is a praiseworthy thing. And the same Lord of heaven is glorified in this. My dad used to say, when you come to that word glory, you put light upon it. Because you put light upon the things, the subjects, the ideals, the people with which glory is to be done. When the Lord is glorified, we put light upon the Lord. When mankind is glorified, we put light upon the one that's mentioned and the desires of the one that's mentioned. When we glorify the Lord and glorify one another, we're doing a declaration that of a ready mind. Avoiding this, he says, that no man should blame us in this abundance which is administered by us, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, Titus, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, and now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. The brethren work together in a common cause. When we find ourselves working together in this common cause, we enjoy the kind of results that they had back here in this day and time too. How many times have we worked on some kind of thing, a part of the work that is going on, and having a real hope that this would be successful? And lo and behold, the report comes back that it is successful, that it is a good thing, that it is a helpful thing. And because of that, we're thankful for it and pray to that end that it may continue on, always be the case. What about in your life? Is your heart there in the ways of God and doing the right thing? Is your heart there in the ways of doing the things of God in righteous ways? This song reminds us of some of that idea. When we sing it tonight, let's stand together as we sing 563. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Do we have anyone with us tonight that needs to partake of the Lord's Supper? All right. Good to have you all with us. We're thankful for your singing out and enjoying this. And I know our brethren down in Belize that hear this will enjoy singing along with us these songs tonight as well. They're great people, wonderful people down there in that country in Central America. And they really contact us all the time by our website. They hear, they want to hear other songs, all this sort of thing that they do. So it's good things for us. Brother Travis, would you dismiss us? And we'll pray for you. Good Father, seeing you again on Wednesday.
Man.